Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, our last halacha topic from Maseches Erevin is the setting of an alarm before Shabbos, as well as using a knocker on a door and other issues of Hashmoas Kol that come up directly from our sugya on Kuf Dalet in Maseches Erevin. The Torah in Simin Shin Lamed Ches points out that there are two ways that the Rishonim understand the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph. Rabba, according to the Rif, the Girsa is Rava, on the last narrow line on Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph, says that for the Isser of Hashmoas Kol, the prohibition that the Gemara brings out on our daf, as well as in the Mishnah in Beitza on daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, lest you come to fix an instrument on Shabbos itself, is only with Lo Asu Ela Kol Shel Shir, was only with objects that are used for musical purpose. According to Rif, this is the Psak Lahalacha. In fact, our Gemara, the Diyunim that we're going to have in the Rishonim, really is the back and forth of the Daf Yomi, where the Gemara keeps on asking from cases where it seems that Olid Kol is Asur. See in the second wide line on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, Shmamina Elude Kola Asur. And the Gemara keeps on bringing Rayas, and the Gemara keeps on pushing away the Rayas. Rabbeinu Chananel says, in contradistinction to the position of the Rif, both are quoted by the Tur, that since the Gemara keeps on attempting Rayas, that Elude Kol is Asur, even though the Gemara is Doche those Rayas, since these are just Dechias, as the Rush points out in our Sugya, this is not the approach, halacha lemaisa. Rather, says Rabbeinu Chananel, anything that makes noise, even if it's not one that qualifies as kol shir, is going to be prohibited. However, the Rif disagrees. The Beis Yosef learns, most Rishonim learn like the Rif. The Rambam, the Beis Yosef claims the Rush, all hold that the halacha is that Hashmoas Kol is particularly Hashmoas Kol b'kli shir. And this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber paskins, Hashmoas Kol b'kli shir asur. Aval hakish al adel so ki yotzebo, ki she'ena derech shir, is going to be permissible. As we saw, the Gemara thought that it could very well be that even banging on the door of Olid Kol is going to be asur. However, the Mechaber concludes, like the Dechios of the Gemara, that is not going to be prohibited. Immediately, the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Aleph and Shin Lamed Ches points out that in the name of the Magen Avram, that this is not Dafka Klishir only instruments, but as well, if one bangs with one's body, one's hands, there would also be a Shaila as well in that regard. There is, of course, another discussion in terms of whether it would be permissible to clap L'tzarech Shabbos for Zmiros and so on, then maybe in such a case we would not make the Gzera, that's a Tosas and Beitza. That is not the topic for today. But here, of course, there are different Minhagim within Klal Yisrael. Now we're talking about Hashmoas Kol outside of Zmiros and so on. There, the Issa would apply even if we're not talking about Klishir Mamish. Similarly, the Rama points out, V'asa lahakos b'shabbos al adeles b'tabas hakavua b'deles. A knocker, a door knocker. Afal b'shein mechavin l'shir, mikol makom hol v'akli miyukhad l'kach asur. If it is something that is designated to make noise, that is also going to be asur. If we think about it, the Rama's point, even though the Be'er Halacha quotes detractors who disagree with this Rama, the consensus of Halacha Lamaisa is that we do follow this opinion as well, that a door knocker as well would be prohibited, and it makes sense, because if the chshash is that you'll come to fix it, so then, in such a case, you'll come to fix an instrument, or you'll come to fix the knocker as well. Therefore, the prohibition of Avsha Milsa will apply to a door knocker, according to many poskim as well. So therefore, when you step up to someone's door, the way to announce yourself is through knocking with your hand on the door. That is going to clearly be mutter, according to Psak and Halacha. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, if he had gotten his way, that might have also been asur. However, we do not follow that lahalacha, but a door knocker should not be used. Here we have a slightly different set of issues. Up until now, we've been talking about, the Gemara's been talking about doing Hashmoas Kol on Shabbos. What about setting up a situation where there will be Hashmoas Kol? Let's assume for a moment that it would clearly be Hashmas Kol. Let's take an instance of where a person sets music. There is a separate diyun in Hilchos Churban, whether it's appropriate to wake up to music at all. There doesn't seem to be much of a heter of it in terms of Zecher L'Churban. But let's, in theory, for a moment, talk about, let's say, music was set up. He's arranging that the music will go on Shabbos morning to awake him. He's not doing an act of Hashmas Kol at all. On the other hand, the Chura, there's no greater shiur than that. Would that be usher as Hashmas Kol? Here, I've been zocha to have two different traditions from two different sets of great Rabbeim. Rav Shechter Shlita told me years ago that the Isser of Hashmas Kol, since it is a Gzeira, is an Isser Matzav. It's a prohibition for an individual to put himself into a situation where that Matzav would be created where he might come to fix an instrument. Or probably, for that matter, to create a matzav of uvdan dechol on Shabbos. The logic behind it, Rav Shechter describes in Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Vav, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Soloveitchik developed this idea. I later saw, as we'll get to the second tradition in a moment, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal in Simin Tes alludes to this idea from the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is that an Iser Gezeira is a prohibition not where the malacha, the act itself, is prohibited. There's nothing prohibited about clapping your hands b'derech shir. There's nothing prohibited, actually, of playing an instrument on Shabbos. However, there was a Gezeira, an Iser Matzav, that was created in order the individual not come to something else. So the act is not prohibited, but rather the Matzav is prohibited. Therefore, one would not be allowed, even on Erev Shabbos, we record this on Erev Shabbos, one would not be allowed to create a situation on Erev Shabbos where there would be a matzav that Chazal did not want on Shabbos itself. For that reason, it could very well be that setting an alarm, if the alarm CD, music, falls into the category of Hashmas Kol, it could very well be that that would be prohibited on Shabbos as well. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter went so far as to tell us that even the of the alarm radio would also be a problem. The alarm would be a problem because that could also qualify as Avsha Milsa as well, as Uvda Dechol as well, and therefore be prohibited to set up on Erev Shabbos also. If I'm not mistaken, therefore, what seemed to emerge in learning from Rav Shechter's approach was that the best option to set an alarm radio that would go on to something that would not qualify as Avsha Milsa, setting it, let's say, to a talk station, so then in such a case, there it might very well be less Avsha Milsa, and then it could be then such an instance, it would be the best way to use an alarm on Shabbos. There is a second approach, and that is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, as I alluded to before. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman points out that the above lomdus, if you will, of the Iser Matzav, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is aware of it. He quotes the name of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Riyasad. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman suggests the following distinction. He suggests, in a case of where it's not a klishir mamish, and we're simply being machmir for those who hold that a kli ha-miyuchad lekach is also going to be Aser. Many hold, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that it's not an Iser of Shem Yisak and Klishir, but an Iser of Uvda Dechol. And he claims, for Uvda Dechol, in such an instance, then even Grama, that is initiated on Shabbos itself, would be permissible. Certainly then, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, before Shabbos, to set up such an alarm, would be permissible also. So it seems to be that the alarm, which does not qualify as a klishir, but rather is closer to the case of the knocker, which Rav Shlomo Zalman points out is an Isser of Uvda Dechol, Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be makel on the Isser Matzav, even though he's aware of the distinction that we had mentioned before, then Isser Matzav could be prohibited whether you're doing it on Shabbos or even initiating it on Erev Shabbos. And according to the Mincha Shlomo, there might be room to say that if Grama is permissible, certainly setting it up before Shabbos would be permissible as well. The premise of Reb Shlomo Zalman is that let's start out from our Gemara. In our Gemara, it only seemed to be klishir. Then we had a Ramah that was Mechadesh that said that a Nakar is going to be Aser. That Iser was not the same Iser. That was a general Iser of Uvda Dechol. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says there, you don't have to be Machmir for the approach of the Orech HaShulchan Ari Asad. And there's room to be Mekel to create a Matzav of such an instance of Hashmoas Kol. Now keep in mind that Reb Shlomo Zalman here is talking about the Tshuva is discussing issues of using a telephone, for example, in a case of Tzorech Shabbos, or using a hearing aid, where there also might be Shailas in regards to Hashmoas Kol. It's not clear that Reb Shlomo Zalman would be Mekel in an alarm clock, where there's much less of a Tzorech. Reb Shlomo Zalman is discussing in theory, in terms of the Isra of Hashmoas Kol, but this is what emerges, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman's dry analysis, beautiful dry analysis of the halacha, in contrast to the beautiful dry analysis of Rav Soloveitchik and the application of Rav Shechter Shlita. So let us review what comes out halacha lemaisa. Clearly from the Gemara, any type of musical rhythm is going to be aser. The Ramah says that one is not allowed to initiate even a general knock from a knocker. Rav Shechter therefore told us that setting up an alarm before Shabbos would be a shaila as well, because it makes a significant noise. If it was a grum on Shabbos, Reb Shlomo Zalman is makel on the general Hashmoas Kol if it's not a kli shir. Therefore, one cannot play an instrument on Shabbos. One would not be allowed to clap on Shabbos outside of instances of Letzarech Mitzvah. That is a separate discussion in the poskim. If one is allowed to set up a situation where it won't be music, but rather a general knocking sound on Shabbos, if he does it on Shabbos will be prohibited. On Erev Shabbos seems to be a machlokas between the tradition that we have from Rav Soloveitchik versus the tradition that we have from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadikim Livracha. Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Kuv Dalet Maseches Erevin. This, in fact, is our last halacha topic this cycle, Bezer Hashem, in Maseches Erevin, and we are looking forward to continuing together in Maseches Pesachim. We now have a chazak, as I mentioned in the Daf Yomi Shir, of finishing three Masechtas together. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach to continue to finish many Masechtas together, till we're zocha to go through halacha topics from all of Shas.